Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we were talking about Israel and what's happening out in the Middle East and how the president is getting ready to have negotiations and kind of see if
they... the White House today with the negotiators from both sides.
Both sides, Palestinians and Israeli. But you know...
And it's over Jerusalem.
The capital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that.
Yeah.
You know that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right now. Thank you. Right now, the things don't always appear. There's always something happening in the background. You know, you look at something at face value, and you're like, that's interesting. But behind the scenes, there's always something that's happening, and we were seeing, you know, over the last year and a half, there was an uprising. The Arab Spring happened in Egypt, and you saw that the Muslim Brotherhood was empowered. You saw this radical Islam taking center stage. And then a year later, all of a sudden, there's a change. I mean, who would have thought that quick on the anniversary, just as quick as they were positioned in power, they were brought down? Well,
supposedly. Morsi, you're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood? Yeah,
Muslim Brotherhood. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening in the background right now, just so that you know, you can get an understanding and a picture that, you know, maybe all this is all radical Islam or what's happening.
Right.
But right now, 1,400 kids were gathering in the city, in the desert, actually. And
Of Egypt.
To pray. I mean, all of you watching, you know, just the external, what's happening, you don't have perspective. But we want to listen to a segment from CBN as they begin to share what is happening in Egypt and maybe what's been happening all along. But you got to hear this.
Well, here's one sign of hope for Egypt's future. 1,400 children gathered in the Egyptian desert recently, asking God to change them and their nation. The first ever One Thing Kids Festival was broadcast live by Sat7. The event was held in a historic desert center for Christian prayer. Egyptian children as young as 8 attended, leading worship and prayer. Festival organizers say God will bless Egypt because of the faithful intercession of the children.
What's so cool about that, by the way? What's so cool about that? You know, that part of what God says...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked about earlier, you know, if you want to be part of right, get into God.
Mm-hmm.
He says that Syria, Israel, and Egypt will be in alignment with each other.
Mm.
All three. You'll be able to travel straight up, and they'll all be in agreement.
Wow.
They'll all be with God.
Wow.
Amen.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. But who would have thought 1,400 kids in the desert, one thing, praying and going after God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the beginning. I mean,
I don't want to make light of that, but when you're over there, it's like, it's all desert. It's just like, they just went to where they hang out. No messing with you.
Right.
It's a hotel called desert.
Right. There's a reason why they have their tents a certain way or their buildings a certain way. But yeah, that's beautiful. The young people praying. I saw the adversary go after the young people in the most aggressive way across the world ever seen probably in the history since probably...
What's a systematic plan?
Since Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, went after the young people and to see the revolt against... So you're not going to use me a weapon rebellion, but I'm going to submit to God and pray in the wilderness in the desert of Egypt. And how profound is that? Because that was the journey of Israel, was in the wilderness praying to God, right?
Praying to God. So we're going to see some really awesome things. I believe we're going to see some really awesome things happening outside of Egypt. Continue to pray. Pray for everyone in the Middle East because we need God. We need God in the Middle East. We need Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the hope of the world. And to see that these young people were willing to go out there and pray and pray for their nation, let me tell you something. This is not over. This is not over, but it takes the church. It takes all of us standing together. And I want to encourage you to, you know, when you think of the church, don't think of the church just in your country. You know, the church is all of those that have accepted Lord Jesus Christ that are spread all over the world. So there's not, you know, although there's a church that gathers in America, there's a church that gathers, you know, in South America and Egypt and Pakistan and India.
Syria,
yeah, have a global perspective of the church so that you can stand with your brothers and sisters and refuse to look at it in a box. Well, those are just the Egyptians. No, you got brothers and sisters there. We need to pray for them. We have brothers and sisters in Syria right now that are caught in the middle of this war. And we don't want to see them, you know, being persecuted any longer. But hopefully in today's program, we're going to get a chance to talk about the persecuted church in China, what's happening there, and how much we can learn from them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.